For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Ministerial credentials and ordination. The Bible makes it clear that appointments to the ministry should be done with care and deliberation by those in authority in the church, for no office in the work of God is to be held by a novice. Eligibility for service in a ministerial role is based on scriptural precedent. A study of the call and commission of the Apostle Paul reveals that he was called by God the Father, commissioned by God the Son, and empowered and led by God the Holy Spirit. In addition, his ministry was accepted by the other apostles and leaders who recognized and affirmed the call of God upon his life. Based on this and other biblical passages which establish requirements for those in the ministry, the Apostolic Faith Organization appoints to the ministry only individuals of proven integrity who have shown by character, faithfulness, and example that they are spiritually qualified. Credentials. Ministerial credentials are made available by the Apostolic Faith Organization to individuals who have been called by God to our ministry and appointed to that office by those vested with authority in the church. For legal and official purposes, our organization issues various types of ministerial certifications based upon the particular needs or governmental requirements in each location. The absence of formally issued credentials or certification is not an indicator that a person's call is not of God or that the individual is not a true representative of this organization. Our greatest emphasis is on the spiritual qualifications. All ministerial licenses are issued by the Headquarters Church in Portland, Oregon. Credentials can be revoked at any time if the minister fails to keep his life, teaching, and conduct in harmony with the doctrines of the Word of God and the requirements of the organization. If a minister's license or credentials are revoked, it is the responsibility of that one to return the license or credentials. Ordination. Ordination is the process by which a minister, in accordance with the leading of the Holy Spirit, is consecrated and authorized by the leadership of the church for a pastoral or other designated role. In the Apostolic Faith Organization, we view ordination as being both spiritual and functional. In the spiritual sense, ordination is a public acknowledgement of God's prior call, unction, and commission upon an individual, and is a time when the church leaders and those who witness the ceremony invoke the blessing of God upon the one assuming this role. In the functional sense, ordination indicates that legal authority has been vested in the individual to perform certain civil duties as a representative of the organization, such as presiding at weddings. Ordained ministers may serve as pastors of particular congregations, or they may be given other assignments. Whatever their specific role, they are called to provide spirit-filled leadership in the church. They are to commit themselves to equipping the whole body of believers to engage in proper worship, evangelistic action, and Christian nurture and fellowship. Biblically and historically, those who have been ordained are set apart for the study and proclamation of the Word of God, intercessory prayer, the winning of souls, the administration of the sacred emblems at the Lord's Supper, and the defense of the gospel. The ordination ceremony itself often takes place during a regular church service, as the emphasis is upon the spiritual quality of the event as opposed to a formal ritual. The ordination is conducted by the laying on of hands by other members of the ministry and/or elders in accordance with examples provided in Scripture. For instance, the Levites were set aside for service in the tabernacle and the temple by the laying on of hands, and Joshua was ordained by the laying on of hands before the congregation and the high priest for his role as successor to Moses. In the New Testament, the disciples who were appointed for special service in the Lord's vineyard were commissioned for their responsibilities by the laying on of hands. as the ministry prays together for divine anointing upon the individual being ordained, those who are present join in prayer that God's blessing will rest upon the minister's life and service.